joined now by Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl in the Auburn locker room. Coach, general thoughts on this one here this afternoon?
Well, we got dominated. Got completely outplayed. Got outcoached. We had a great game plan. We had a great game plan. We had a great, idea of what we needed to do. I'll call it, tell us. Good to see it. We just didn't execute it. LSU's talented, and they've got four great players. Trennan's a great player, and Days is, great 3-point shooter, and Smart is a great player, and Cam Thomas a great player, and they're four great players were dominated the game, and we didn't have any answers for them. I had a hard time keeping them in front. I also think that we weren't sharp. We had some great looks early. We couldn't catch the ball. We couldn't finish. We just really, really struggled. We really outplayed by a superior team.
Your message to your ball club after a game like this one, Coach?
Well, are we all here? It was very different. We had a really good game plan. We really did. And coaches worked really hard to prepare us. We had too many breakdowns where guys were in the wrong spot for no reason other than just weren't locked in. I had plenty of time to prepare this week. So it was very, 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 my message, very disappointed. Just really disappointed.
There were times in that first half, Watford really had a big first half, and he was isolated quite a bit in the first half. Cam Thomas was good from start to finish. I thought Javonte Smart really controlled the tempo in the first half as well. Go ahead.
It's one of those things where, can you hear me, Andy?
Yes, sir.
It's one of those things where, you got to be excited about your matchup. So who could be excited about Javonte Smart? Who could be excited about Trennan Watford? Who could be excited about Cam Thomas? And say, I got him. I got this matchup. And that just was not the case. So,
thoughts on Sharif Cooper this afternoon, Coach? 26 points, 9 of 17 from the field, 8 of 9 from the free throw line today.
I mean, I thought Sharif came to play. I thought he was, able to get by and made some terrific plays. He didn't have his typical, game where he's got a great assist turnover ratio. I thought obviously he scored. And Sharif's a competitor, and Sharif's a very talented player. So Sharif was able to, turn some things on and get some things done. I thought Allen Flanagan, I thought Allen, with 5 assists and 1 turnover, he competed. But just give you an example, Andy, they had 18 offensive rebounds and we had 21 defensive rebounds. That means about half the time the ball got shot, they just, they went and got it. Our big young front line is still big and young. And we need more, we need more from them. And I know I'm asking a lot of Dylan and I'm asking a lot of Stretch and I'm asking a lot of those guys at a very high level of play as we, as we go in and we're playing, again, older teams, really good teams, experienced teams. And I, on the one hand, I'm excited for them. They get the opportunity to grow and learn. On the other hand, it's putting them in really, really difficult positions. It's, exposing their inexperience. And I know they want to do better. It's just that in some cases we're overmatched.
Back at home for 2 straight games, 2 tough ones coming up this coming week, Coach, with Florida and Tennessee. But I know it'll be good to be back at Auburn Arena.
We'll be excited about being back, Andy. And, just trying to – I'm going to grind. I'm really disappointed because we had a really good plan today. We just didn't execute it. Appreciate you guys, War Eagle.